They had been seeking me for ages, but being a devious old guy, I managed to give them the slip on quite a few occasions. They found me in the brew. I was in there performing my song and dance routine, music from the First World War. At first I seemed not to notice them standing in the doorway. Then when I did, I acted as though totally uninterested, and my bravado had to be respected. Not for its own sake so much as the effect it had on my pursuers. I turned my back on them and performed to those queuing to sign the register. Behind the counter, the clerks looked slightly irritated, although a couple of the younger brigade were smiling at my antics. But their smiles didn't linger. They continued working as though I wasn't there. I didn't bother at all, just carried on with the performance. Somehow an impression had been gained that no matter how erratically I might behave, the clerks would never have me ejected. No doubt the reaction would be different had I become violent, or even explicitly abusive. Then suddenly, towards the end of a song, I lost concentration for a moment and appeared in danger of failing to perceive the course. But then I grinned briefly and continued the game. It was strange to behold. Nearby there were four youths sitting on a bench, and they were stamping their feet and cheering, and then one of them had flicked a burning cigarette end in my direction. I was dancing so nimbly that I scarcely seemed to interrupt myself while bending to uplift it. I nipped off the burning ash, sticking the remainder of it in an interior pocket of my greatcoat. Then I glanced swiftly at the doorway, whirled to face the counter. Onwards I jigged across the floor, wagging my right forefinger at two young girls queuing at inquiries. I proceeded to address the chorus at them, the girls smiling their embarrassment, laughing lightly that they had no money, not even a cigarette. Yet still I persisted at them, and the girls now having to avert their faces from me, while I, with a beaming smile, cutting my capers as though the doorway had never existed. "And thank you, sir," I was crying to a smallish fellow who had rolled me a cigarette. "Thank you, sir." This distracting me from the girls, and back again I faced the counter. But my sly glance at the doorway was unmistakable, and I held the rolled cigarette aloft in my left hand, blatantly displaying it for their benefit. And I laughed at no one especially, and again cried, "Thank you, sir, thank you, sir," with both arms aloft now, and waggling my hands round and round in preparation for the launch into my final chorus. But just at this point, I made good my escape, and it wasn't till much later that they found me. I was in a stretch of waste ground near the river. I stared at them when they approached, but the stare expressed only the vaguest curiosity. My head lolled sideways, knocking the unbuttoned epaulette askew. They came forward and prodded my shoulder until my eyelids parted and my groan became a groan of recognition. "Thank you, sir," I muttered. "Thank you, sir." And them stepping back the way as though alarmed. But they weren't alarmed. They were angry. And judging by the manner in which my gaze dropped to the ground, I was trying to avoid witnessing it. And then they began talking to me in a language that was foreign. At length, they stopped. I withdrew a half-smoked cigarette from an interior pocket and held it to my mouth until being given a light. I inhaled only once on it before placing it carefully on the ground. Then I picked it up and stubbed it out, smiling in a very sleek way. I glanced at them and said, "Are you drinking, sir?" For a moment there was silence. When they began shouting at me, there was an odd sense in which it seemed to have lasted a while, but only now become audible. But to none of it did I react. I was not smiling. I sat there as though in deep concentration. Eventually there was silence again, and they stared at me with open contempt. It was obvious I was now getting irritated. I looked at them and glared, my eyes twitching at the corners, as though I was about to say something, but I didn't say anything. I just shook my head and grunted sarcastically. It was being made plain that I couldn't care less.